Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
Hey guys. How's it going?
Okay. This is from Imimi-san. I don't know why this... Oh, it's... This message sent in December, so that's why, but...
Oh, okay.
こんにちは。毎日 KER 好きのImimiです。もうすぐクリスマスですね。
Oh, okay. Yeah, December. Yeah. Definitely December.
Yes, yes. たくさんお話が聞きたいので、早速本題です。山ちゃん、ケビンさん、私のクリスマスの思い出を聞いてください。
Okay.
学生の頃、クリスマスシーズンにアメリカのアタスカデロ。Do you know that place?
アタスカデロ? I don't know.
というところにホームステイをしていた時のことです。学校から帰って、いつものように自分の部屋に入ると、枕が異様に盛り上がっていることに気がつきました。びっくりしてそーっと枕をどけてみると、そこには今までに見たこともないほどビッグな前代未聞の M&M's がドドーンと置いてありました。ほぼ枕のサイズです。
Okay.
これには笑いました、アメリカではこれが普通サイズなのかな、
No. It's probably Christmas sized. Yeah.
チョコが大好きと話したのでそれを覚えてくれていたようでした。そしてクリスマス当日はツリーの下にたくさん置いてあるプレゼントを小学生の娘2人と一つずつ開けていきました。私がいただいたものは Made in Japan と書いてあるものが多く、これもみんなで笑った記憶があります。今思うと日本のようにサンタさんがプレゼントを持ってやってくるとか、そういう話がなかった気がしますが、家庭によるんでしょうか。ケビンさん、アメリカにいた幼少期はどんなクリスマスでしたか。山ちゃん、日本とフランスは過ごし方が違いましたか。ぜひ教えていただけたら嬉しいです。ではでは、もう本当の年末ですね。今年も来年も、ずっと大好きです。
では。Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
True.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Okay.
Yeah, she just writes.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Like experience.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. I remember we saw in video on YouTube 企画 of some families having a Christmas holidays or some Christmas things.
That's right. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and as far as I remember, it's true they didn't talk about Santa Claus.
That's right.
The presents were like from the parents.
Yeah. They all knew that it was from the parents.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, if you're really, really, like, if you're like a baby, infant, toddler, maybe that's like the age where you tell them that it's from Santa Claus. But I guess like once you get to like, I don't know, like elementary, I guess everyone kind of already knows that it's from your parents and like people just assume that they gave it to you and like you're kind of expecting them to get, like,
Well, I thought it's like whole concept of like Christmas and like Santa Claus and everything.
Oh yeah,
came from the United States.
Yeah, I don't know if it's America, but have that story. We do have that concept of like Santa Claus is the one that's giving us the gifts.
But not in, like only for the babies, right? Because in Japan, we like until like some people like until junior high, parents says to your kids that this is from Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You have to write letters. And that's what we do in Japan, right?
Yeah.
But it's different.
I guess it's more...
Wow. That's surprising to me.
Yeah. That the Japanese are the one that's more, you know...
Like...
telling the kids the tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To try to make them believe that Santa Claus is existing and...
Japan is more beautiful in that way, you know. America's more like, well, what's the product?
We bought it.
What is the item? I want to know what the item is.
True. Yeah. Opening it.
Yeah, open it.
Wow. True.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you have any like memories?
Yeah, I remember this one Christmas that there was a gift, right? And beside my bed. Or beside my pillow. And at that time, I really thought it was Santa Claus. You know, I really did.
Yeah.
And I kind of doubted my parents. I was like, did you guys buy this present? And they were like, have you seen us with this wrapping bag before?
True.
Kevin, have you seen us with this wrapping bag? We don't own this wrapping bag. And I was like, That's true. I've never seen you guys with this wrapping bag. And I believe that it was Santa Claus. I remember that. Yeah, yeah, I remember.
When was that? Like elementary?
Probably? Oh, man, I don't remember. It was like beginning of elementary, I guess. Yeah, yeah, somewhere around there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Or even Yo-chan?
Smaller than that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. I remember that.
Me too. When I was very young.
Yeah.
I remember it felt like magical to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. What? I fell asleep, mm-hmm, and then wake up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a present here.
Yeah.
Who did that? Kind of. Yeah, it was magical to me.
Right.
And then asked the parents, and then I, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, they don't know about this. And it,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. Have you asked your parents, like, did you confront them before? Are you guys the one that was actually putting the present beside me this whole time? Have you ever confronted them with that, or were you like a kind and caring human being to like not talk about it and then just let it go?
Actually, I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember? Like you just sort of accepted it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you?
I did not.
No?
No, I did not. It's not that I remember this clear moment, uh-huh, that I found out about it, but like I kind of started to understand the whole concept of this Christmas.
Okay.
And it's like, yeah, and I kind of like, but I was really like excited to get presents. Okay, so it kind of really didn't matter where it came from. I just, I was more on the American side of like.
True. The present itself is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see.
If your kids asked you,
mm-hmm,
what timing, like what, which stage in their life would you tell them that it's from you?
Wow.
Would you keep it going as long as possible?
Yeah, I'm rather that side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, try to
do I guess this. I would too.
Yeah, as long as it's possible.
Too. Like I wouldn't be the one to break the truth, uh-huh, probably.
Yeah.
Like if they like ask about it, uh-huh, I'll kind of like
Right.
What if, let's say that you had a kid, uh-huh, and your kid asked you, where do babies come from? How would you answer that question?
Wow. That's it. I've never thought about that.
What's wrong with telling them that, mm-hmm, it comes from the woman's vagina? What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean,
what's the.
It's not wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the very honest answer.
Uh-huh.
So that's one option.
Yeah.
Me too, I have that option too.
Yeah.
True. Why isn't that not preferred?
Is it too explicit? Like, is it too...
maybe.
Like...
But you know, for example, like, I have a little brother, right?
Yeah.
And I know, like, he... Like, when my mom was pregnant, yeah. And then, there's your brother here, and, like, talk to him. And so I knew it, like, that
my
brother came from my mom.
That's true.
Yeah, so...
People who have little brothers or little sisters, and they would go through that process of... That's true.
Well, I didn't see the moment.
Right, but like conceptually, but, like you'd understand. Yeah. Like it's in the body and like... Right.
So... Yeah, I think it's a great option to like explain it.
Yeah.
The real like system.
Yeah. Right?
But not to...
Not too detailed.
Yeah, like a very the last part.
I'm gonna be the little kid. Mm-hmm. All right, then you handle me. All right, as a parent.
Okay, try that. Okay,
Dad.
Hi, Kevin.
I have a question, Dad.
Okay, what's wrong?
Where do babies come from?
Oh, that's a question. Okay, so babies from their mom's stomach.
Mom's stomach?
Yeah.
So did they cut? So
do we have a little brother? No?
Brother.
Oh, you are the brother.
Oh, no. What are you talking about?
So if you have...
I'm an only child.
Only child. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did mom,
mm-hmm,
cut her stomach to get me out?
No, it's like me and mom spending time being good partners, And then naturally, you know, baby appears in stomach.
So does that mean I'm really good friends with Jessica in school? Does that mean, and I feel like we're really getting along and we're good friends. Does that mean Jessica is going to have a baby boy?
You have to wait until you become big boy like me, like adult. Like,
why?
I don't know. It's just how it is. You have to become adult, and then that happens. So,
did you wait?
I did wait.
Well, I don't want to wait. It seems fun.
Yeah, it's very fun, by the way. But you have to wait until become an adult.
That's not fair.
Yeah, but you have to wait. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you did it pretty. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not
okay.
Bad, no?
Okay, not bad.
Yeah. I not thought bad. I
not
made,
bad.
Made more like push in the corner.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Then I had to like, yeah, I got a coffee.
Wait here, son.
Yeah.
Just never come back. Can I try on the next episode?
Okay,
can you?
Sure.
Can you? I want to see
okay.
How it would feel like.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Okay. Bye bye.